Canto 8, Chapter 18. Lord Vamanadeva, the Dwarf Incarnation. Sri Shuka said, "The Eternal Being, he with the conch, the club, the lotus and the disc in his four hands, the yellow dress and the lotus petal eyes, he whose heroic acts are praised by Brahma, consequently manifested himself from Aditi. With a pure, blackish complexion, the luster of two earrings in the form of sharks, and a dazzling lotus face, the Supreme Personality with the Sri Vatsa mark on his chest wore bracelets and armlets, a shining helmet, a belt, a sacred thread, and charming ankle bells. As a swarm of sweetness-seeking bees were humming around the Lord, who carried an extraordinarily beautiful flower garland and the Kaustubha gem around his neck, he vanquished the darkness of Kashyapa's house with his effulgence. That very moment, one everywhere was filled with happiness, all living beings in the waters, in the mountains, in the higher worlds, in outer space and on earth. There was the full quality of each season, and all the cows, the tongues of the fire, and the twice-born souls were at their best. When the Lord took his birth, it was a most auspicious moment. All the planets and stars, the sun and moon, stood in a favorable position. It happened on Dwadashi, at noon, when the moon was in the house of Sharavana. O King, this exact moment of the appearance of the Lord at Dwadashi with the sun over the meridian is the day the scholars call Vijaya. The loud sounds of the different conches, drums, kettle drums, panavas, anakas, and other instruments that were vibrated amounted to a great tumult. The heavenly dancing girls danced blissfully, the leading celestial singers sang, and the sages, the demigods, the fathers of mankind, the ancestors, and the fire gods all pleased the Lord with prayers. The perfected souls, the souls of knowledge, the ape-like, those of superpower, the venerable souls, the treasure-keepers, the benevolent, the reciters, the greatest experts, and all the followers of the demigods, glorifying, dancing and praising, covered the residence of Aditi with flowers. When Aditi saw that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being conceived in happiness, by his own spiritual potency had assumed a body and had taken birth from her womb, she was struck with wonder. Also Kashyapa, greatly amazed about it, exclaimed, "All glory!" The Lord's body, complete with ornaments and weapons, cannot be seen materially, but for the divine purpose it was manifested by him acting like an actor in a theatre and could be seen in the form of a dwarf boy, Vamana. To see him as a brahmachari dwarf made the great rishis very happy, and thus they performed, with the founding father Kashyapa as their lead, all the ceremonies. At his sacred thread ceremony, the sun god chanted the Gayatri mantra, Brihaspati gave the sacred thread, and Kashyapa offered him a belt. Mother Earth offered him a deerskin. The moon god, ruling the forest, gave him a staff. Aditi gave him underwear to cover his body, and from the ruler of heaven, Indra, the master of the universe, received a parasol. The knower inside, Brahma, gave a water pot, the seven sages donated kusha grass, and the goddess Sarasvati gave the imperishable soul a string of rudaksha beads, O King. After he thus had received his sacred thread, the ruler of the yakshas, Kuvera, the treasurer of heaven, delivered a pot for begging alms, and Uma, the chaste mother of the universe, the wife of Shiva, personally provided the alms. As a brahmachari, thus being welcomed by everyone, he outshone, as the best of them, with his Brahmin effulgence, the entire assembly that enjoyed the grace of all the great Brahmin sages. After having prepared and kindled a fire, he, like the best of the Brahmins, strew the kusha grass around it and fed the fire of worship with wood. As soon as he heard about the glory of Bali as someone who, under the guidance of Bhrigu Brahmins, performed horse sacrifices, he headed for the location where they took place, and with each step that he, as the complete and fully endowed essence, made on his way, he therewith imprinted the earth with his footsteps. At the northern bank of the Narmada River, in the field of Bhrigu Kacha, where all the priests of Bhrigu were performing their rituals for the sake of the ultimate ceremony, they saw him in their presence radiating like the risen sun. The priests, as also Bali, the instigator of the yajna, and all who had assembled there, were overshadowed by Lord Vamana's splendor, O king, and wondered whether they saw the sun rising, the god of fire, or Sanat Kumara, who wanted to attend their ceremony. While the Bhrikus thus, with their disciples, were disputing in various ways, the Supreme Lord Vamana, with in his hands his umbrella, rod, and kamandalu filled with water, entered the arena of the Ashwamedha sacrifice. The moment Vamana, the learned, seemingly human child that was the Lord, with his munja, belt of straw, and the sacred thread around his waist, his deerskin, upper garment, and his matted locks of hair, arrived there, and was seen by the priests of Bhrigu with their disciples, they all stood up from their engagement in the fire sacrifice and appropriately welcomed the one who with his brilliance outshone them all. The instigator of the sacrifice, delighted to see him so beautiful in each of his lustrous limbs, offered him his seed. The beauty of the liberated souls was thereupon, with words of welcome, worshipped by Bali Maharaj, who honored him by washing his feet. The water washing from his feet washes away the sins of all people. Bali knew the Dharma and placed on his head the all-auspicious water that also by the God of Gods, Lord Shiva, who is marked with the emblem of the moon, in his supreme devotion was accepted on his head. Sri Bali said, "We welcome you. My obeisances unto you, O Brahmin. What can we do for you? O noble soul, in my opinion, you are the austerity of the Brahmin seers in person. The arrival of your lordship today at our residence satisfies all our forefathers. It purifies the entire family and completes the sacrifice we are performing now. Today, O Brahmin son, my fires of sacrifice are properly served according to the injunctions. Oh, by the water that washed from your lotus feet, all my sins are destroyed, and by your small feet, the earth is purified. Whatever it is that you desire, O Brahmachari, you may take from me, be it a cow, gold, a furnished residence, palatable food and drink, or else a Brahmin's daughter, prospering villages, horses, elephants, or chariots, or best of the worshipable souls. As far as I am concerned, you may have whatever you wish."